Well, it's a joy to be here with you good folks this morning, the house of the good Lord. I often say that. I do not say it from a habit, but I say because I'm glad the Lord has let me live. Be in this service today, and it's an honor to be here with you good folks. And I'll tell you, I enjoyed that wonderful singing, all the good special singing. I'm glad the Lord's still alive. He's not dead. And amen. I'll tell you, God loves us all today. That's why we're here, because God loved us. And so I'm honored to be here with you. I hope we can help you a little bit, not hurt you. Try to bring the precious word of the Lord. I'm just an old country preacher, and all I know to do is just preach. And I want you to pray for me today that I'll be a blessing unto you. I don't never want to preach without trying to be a blessing to somebody along life's pathway. I tell you, a lot of folks here that I've pastored years, it's gone. Some over at Cloud Springs, some at Mount Olive, and I guess we're all getting older. But I'm glad we're headed to a city. Thank God that's fairer than day. Amen. That's the hope of every Christian. I tell you, church, we are in the last days of the last days. We're living in times we've never saw before. But the Bible is going to be fulfilled, and we cannot stop it. Every messianic scripture that taught the first coming of our Lord in the world, I'll tell you, came to pass, and also the second coming of our Lord. All the prophecy is coming to pass. Amen. Now, you know, Jesus left a prophetic message, and he says, back there with the disciples, he said there'll be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and with stress of nation, perplexity. The Bible said the sea shall be roaring, men's hearts shall fail them for fear, and shall look at the things will come upon the earth. He said the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall you see the Son of Man coming with power and great glory. When you see all these things begin to come to pass, look up. Lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And I'm glad we're looking for that soon coming of our precious Lord. That word perplexity there means no way out. I mean, you've never seen as much chaos that there are in the world today. That ought to break the heart of every one of us here that's in this building today. Sinners are dying and going to eternity, lost without the Lord. But I say that the Bible said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He said, I am the Lord thy God. And he said, I change us not. I'm serving an unchanging God. Amen. Now you pray for me just a few minutes. I'll try to be brief as I can. Now, as I said, I'm honored to be here today in the service. This is the 38th church that I've been in since February the 22nd. I retired from my church. This is the 38th church that I have been in. I've been preaching 52 years, pastored 49 out of that there, and I'm still enjoying going to different churches, trying to get people saved. That's the whole thing of it is to get somebody saved by the marvelous grace of our God. So you turn your Bible this morning for a few minutes, and we're going to read from Psalms 142. Psalms 142, and we'll read the 7 verses, and we'll bring the message. Psalms 142. Verses number 1 down through verses number 7. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaints before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. Now, look here in verse number 10. He said, I cried unto the Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountiful with me. I call your attention this morning back for the text verse, and I think it's one of the saddest verses that we find in the Scripture. The psalmist David said, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Now, isn't that a sad statement today to think? The Bible said, David said, no man cared for my soul. But I want to tell you this morning that I'm here to inform you that there's somebody that cares for us today. Had not the Lord Jesus cared for me, I would still be a sinner, lost and undone without God. And I learned this when I was in grade school. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who him might be saved. I want to say this morning that God loves every sinner and that's here in this building today. Amen. I say, sinner, if you're hearing loss about God, I hope that I can say something that'll bring you unto the Lord Jesus Christ. God loves you this morning. There's somebody that cares. David said, that refused to fail me. And he said, no man cares for my soul. I want to say God loves you today. And yes, sir, the Bible tells me this. And the Bible said, being born again, and not a corruptible seed, and but incorruptible by the word of God, and that liveth and abideth forever. I'm glad the word of God said, for as much that you know, and that you have not been redeemed, and that with such a thing that silver and gold, and by vain tradition received from your forefathers, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ without spot or blemish. I want to say this morning, sinner, God loves you this morning, brother, they're dying and going to hell without God, I'm glad that your church, my friends, our responsibility, the Bible said, ye are the salt of the earth, but it said, the salt has lost this Savior, and wherewith shall it be salted? And it is sent forth good for nothing, but to be cast forth and trod under the foot of him. And God Jehovah cried out, and said, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And he said, therefore I've given you the blood, my friends, upon the altar, and for the atonement of your soul. He said, because the blood, my friends, makes atonement. Oh, you say, Brother Cave, and yet does the church care? Yes. And yet, neighbor, let me tell you this right here. And yet, by the grace of our God, and yet the Bible said, ye are the salt of the earth. And yet, but it said, that salt has lost its savior. And wherewith shall it be salted? And it is sent forth good for nothing. And it must be cast forth and trodding under the foot of men. And the Bible said, ye are the light of the world. Thank God the city that's set upon the hill and that cannot be hid. Amen. I'm glad this morning, church, and yet there's somebody that cares. And yes, sir, and we've got the authority this morning. And the Bible said, Jesus having came down through the coast of Caesarea and Philippi, he said unto his disciples, whom the men say that I the Son of Man am. And some say you're John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and some Jeremiah, but one the prophet. But he said, whom do you say? And
that I, the Son of Man, am. And Simon Peter said, Thou art the Christ, and the Son of the living God. And he said, Blessed are thy Simon Barjoner, and the flesh and blood is not revealed this unto thee, and but my Father which is in heaven, because I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And it says, I'll deliver unto the keys unto the kingdom of heaven. And it said, Whatsoever thou hast loose on earth, and it shall be loose in heaven. I want to say, church, we got that authority. And the Apostle Peter, my friend, and took them keys and went down to the day of Pentecost and preached unto the Jews. And then he went down, my friends, in Acts chapter number 8, and preached unto the Samaritan. And then he took them keys, neighbor, and went down in Acts chapter number 10, and preached unto the Gentile nation. Oh, let me tell you, church, we've got that authority. You'll say, preacher, where's the keys at this morning? I remember when old John the Revelator was exiled out there on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I saw him, I felt him, had his feet as a dead man. And he said, he laid his right hand upon me and said, Fear not, John. He said, Thank God I am the first. And he says, I'm the light. He said, I am he that was dead, but he said, I'm alive. And he says, I'm alive evermore. And he said, I've got the keys unto death and to hell. Oh, let me tell you, church, I'm glad we got that authority this morning. I'm glad there's somebody here. I see the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he goes down this ministry, and the Bible said, and there was a feast at Jerusalem. And the Bible said, Jesus had been going up in Jerusalem. And he said, There is a pool. And my friend being called in Hebrew tongue. And my friend being called Bethesda. Oh, Lord, the Bible said, Around this pool laid a great multitude of impotent folk. Amen. The Bible said, They'd blinded. And they'd halted and they'd withered. And they're waiting for the moving of the water. And church, I'm saying the church is waiting for us to move. Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible said a great multitude and of impotent blinded and halted and withered. And you know what they're waiting for? And the Bible said they were waiting and for the moving of the water. And the Bible said the Lord and would send an angel down and at every certain season and begin to trouble them old waters. And the Bible said, Whosoever and stepped it out of the trouble water and was made whole. Amen. I'm glad one day my friend size an old sinner and my friend 1946. I'm glad the waters got troubled and I'm glad I stepped in. Hallelujah. And got a real good old case of heart failure. And the blood-bought man shining, Holy Ghost born again salvation. Yeah, hallelujah. And my friend, there laid a man. And my friend, the Bible said he'd blinded and halted and withered. And my friend, the Bible said the Lord came by and said unto this man, and said, Will thy be made whole? Amen. And the Bible said that this man said, Lord, oh, this man had been there 30 long years, laying down there in that condition. And the Lord said, Will thy be made whole? I'm telling you this morning, and neighbor, the church is full of folk, and if they're not right with God, and I'm not judging, and no, sure, but my friend just said, Lord, he said, and if there's no man to help me, and there's nobody that cares for me, neighbor. Oh, hallelujah. But my friend, he said, when the water did trouble, and he said, while I'm stepping down, another come before me. Let me ask you a question this morning. And my friend, the Bible said, the Lord, and just said, Be thy made whole. And the Bible said, immediately picked his bed up and began to walk. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible said it was on the Sabbath day. And I see that religion crowd run out. And and said, "Hey, wait a minute." And they said, "It's unlawful for you to care for a bed." And he said, "Who told you to care for a bed?" And he said, "The same man that told me to be made whole." Woo, hallelujah. Amen. He's a man told me to pick it up. Oh, praise God. Amen. Now, y'all may rock, rock. My friends may holler, but I can't help it. And yes, sure. I'll tell you, when God saved me, he gave me some joy. And the Bible said, "Pour forth any man, and to be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. And all things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new." I'm glad the word of God said, neighbor, that God cares for you. And my friend, the apostle Paul said, "And for God has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, and that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And then my friend Paul said, "Brethren, and that you know the grace of God, and that how Jesus is rich, and yet for your sake he became poor, and that you and I through his poverty and could be made rich." Now you say, "Preacher, I'm a pretty good feller." I want to say, my friend, the word of God says, "And that all of our righteousness is our filthy rags in the sight of God." And the Bible said, "All is sinned and come short of the glory of God." Amen. I'll tell you, brother, I believe in this old time heartfelt, my friend, salvation. And yes, sir, brother, I'm glad I got mine at Calvary. I didn't shake the preacher's hand. I'm glad I didn't take a do better pill. I got a good old case, yes, sir, of old time religion. Amen. Amen. And Paul said, he said, "Brethren, my heart desiring prayer unto God is, and that Israel might be saved." He said, "I bear them record that they have a zeal, but not according unto knowledge. They have been ignorant of God's righteousness, and are going about establishing their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, have been made righteousness of everyone that believe." Oh, praise God, I'm glad it's believe. And yes, sir, and the Bible said, "My friend, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him." And the Bible said, "How shall they call upon him of whom they have not believed in? And how shall they believe without a preacher? And how shall they hear, my friends, without a preacher?" I want to say, brother, God still call preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. And put them out here, my friend, that will preach the old-fashioned, underrated gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, my friend, God sent his son down here. My brother, to save every sinner. The Bible said, "Not the works of righteousness and which we have done, but according to his mercy, and that he has saved us by washing regeneration, my friends, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he said abroad in our heart." And the word of God said, "The grace of God." Aren't you glad of that? I'm glad it's God's grace. How'd you get in this morning? And the Bible said, "The grace of God, and that bring us salvation, has appeared unto all men, and teaching us to deny ungodly and worldly lust, that we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God, and to save the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, and that he might purify himself for peculiar people." My friend, zealous of good hope. I know folks said I wouldn't preach like old Cave. That's why God called me and didn't call you. And yes, sure. And I know we got a crowd that says, "Well, preacher, I don't believe in all this and most of it. Don't do it. Just let me do it." And praise God, I'm not a bit ashamed of it. And oh, hallelujah. And Paul says, "I'm debtor unto the Greek and also unto the barbarian." He said, "Unto the wise." And he says, "To the unwise." And he said, "For as much as in me is," he says, "I'm now ready to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Woo! Hallelujah! Aren't you glad of that, brother? And yes, sir, and neighbor, God can't come here and through His Son. And the Bible said, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made unto the law to redeem them which are under the law. Amen. Praise God. And I'm glad the Bible said, for by the deed of the law shall no flesh be justified. He came not to destroy the law, but He came to fulfill the law. Amen. Amen. And my friends, I want to tell you, He went out there on the outskirts, my friend, of the Mount of Olives, and He instructed His disciples. Amen. He said, boys, I'm going away. And He said, but ye shall receive power, after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both here in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And old John the Baptist said, Lord, will I restore the kingdom back unto Israel? And the Lord said, it's not you the time to the season, which the Father hath put in His own power, but ye shall receive power, after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God. I'm an old-fashioned Baptist that believes in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And yes, sir. And I want to say this, the first message and that we ever heard when Jesus was resurrected, and the first message, my friend, was on the second coming. Yes, sirree. My friends, when He went up in a cloud, amen, they stood down there looking. I believe there must have been Baptists because they stand there gazing. I've never seen as many Baptists as gazing in all my life. And yes, sir. And my friend, the Lord just sent two men back and said, oh, you men of Galilee, why I stand here gazing into the heaven? He said, this same Jesus, as you seen go into the heavens, so shall come in like manner as you see Him go into the heaven. Amen. I'll tell you, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I'm not looking for a hole down there in the ground. I'm looking for a hole up there in the cloud. Woo, praise God. And yes, sir, I'm telling you, some of this thing's a winding up. We're seeing the sign. Jesus said, as it were, in the days of Noah, even so shall it be in the days of the come the Son of Man. He says, in the days of Noah, and they eat, they drank, they married wives, and they given in marriage, until the flood came and took them all away. He said, let's remember the days of Lot. They built, they bought, they sold, they planted. And He said, the same day and that Lot went out from Sodom and Gomorrah, God rained down fire and brimstone. Now, y'all liking this? Well, I'll tell you, might as well like it. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, that we're living the last day. God still cares for that old sinner. I'm going to try to quit at 12. If you'll just pray just another minute. Amen. I'll tell you, brother, I want to say this. Jesus cared. The Bible said Jesus is going down the road, and He met a blind man, and His disciples said, Lord, and said, who did sin that this man was born blind? And the Lord said, neither has this man sinned, and neither had his parents sinned, but He said, the works of God must be manifested in him. Woo, hallelujah. He said, thank God I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, He said, the night cometh when no man can work. And having ended these sayings, He spit on the ground. Now the liberal said, and that's unsanitary. Well, that's what my King James says, and I'm going to say it. And yes, sir, He spit on the ground and made clay out of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man. Woo, Lord, have mercy. And He said to this man, go down to the pool of Siloam and dip. Amen. Now you say, preacher, and that's a figure of speech. No, it's not. I just believe God wanted this man to know, and that he wasn't nothing to begin with. He wasn't nothing but a bunch of clay. No, Bible said, my brother, and I debate this evolutionist crowd. Amen. I told wife the other day, I said, I'm about to believe with them. I said, the way some of these human lives, I'll tell you, I think sometimes we may have sprung from monkey, but I don't believe that. No, sir. My friend, I want to say this. And the Bible said the Lord reached down in the dust of the ground and got a handful of dirt. And my friend, the Bible said he made a man. And the Word of God said he blew into his nostrils and the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Bible said this, and that it was not good for man to be alone. And it caused a deep sleep to come upon him. I was down here in Jefferson, Georgia. I preached that about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was in a reading down there one time and went down through Crawford W. Long's museum. The man, the first man that discovered ether, and he put a man to sleep and took a little carbuncle off his neck. And this lady was giving us a tear and explaining it. I just shouting victory down in my soul. I thought, Lord, honey, I know a man, bless the Lord, about 6,000 years ago, I didn't have a hospital, I didn't have any nurses, I didn't have any medicine, amen, didn't have a life, and he performed surgery, thank God, on the man, opened his side up and took out a rib. Woo, hallelujah, yes, sir, amen. And my friend set her down, old Adam's side, amen, and said she'd been taken out of man, and said, therefore, she shall be called woman. Amen, brother, I believe in the creation of God. I know we've got a crowd that denies it. We got a crowd that says, well, what about the Trinity, brother Cain? I believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe I can prove it. When Jesus went down toward John was baptizing and said, John, I want you to baptize me. And he said, Lord, why come a sign to me? I need to be baptized of thee. Yes, sir. And the Bible said, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And John took him down to the river of Jordan and baptized him, immersed him, put him out of sight. Ooh, hallelujah. And coming straight up out of the water, the Bible said the heavens were open. And the Bible said there was a voice that spake out and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord, in the form of a dove, lit upon the shoulder of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. And yes, sir, my friend, there's God the Father in heaven. And my friend, there's God the Son standing down there in Jordan. And there's God, my friend, the Holy Ghost. And my friend, rested upon the shoulder of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah, brother. And there's the Trinity. I remember one time when old Noah and that old ark, the Bible said, and that rested on Mount Ararat in the seventh month on the 17th day. That ark with a type of the resurrection. And Jesus put on the ground on the 14th day. And 14, 15, 16, 17. According to Bible history, came out on the 17th day. And that old ark rested on Mount Ararat in the seventh month on the 17th day. Woo! Hallelujah! Have been the type of the resurrection. And you know how Noah sent that old raven out. And yes, sir. And boy, I tell you, it never came back. But when it sent that little dove, been symbolic of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said it came back because it couldn't find no rest for the soul of it. And then he kept it 7 days and sent her out. And she came back and with a little olive leaf on its shoulder, saying the waters was receding off of the earth. Woo! Hallelujah, brother. Watch this right here. This will make you kick plumb out of tracer. Yes, sirree, brother. Amen. And so, my friend, the Bible said he sent that little dove out and never returned to him again because they couldn't find no rest for the soul that feed. In the Old Testament, a common and neighbor, and they was never endowed with the Spirit. And my friend, but just fulfilled and noted for the specific purpose that they had to do what God wanted them to do. And I want to tell you this right here. In Solomon chapter, the Song of Solomon, and chapter number 1, I'm trying to hush. I'm in the city limits of closing out. Yes, sir. But glory to God, neighbor. I'll tell you, old Solomon said, he said the winter's past. Yeah, hallelujah to God, that old law's again. And he says, I want to tell you, spring's come here. He said, grace is coming here. He said, the flowers are blooming one more time. Woo! Praise God. And yes, sir. And he said, the birds are singing. And he said, the voice of the turtle is heard in the land again. That's not an old turtle dove or no mud turtle, but that's a little turtle dove. Amen. What's this little dove, neighbor? It leaves out of the ark, my friends, out of the water. And my friend, the ark of safety for Noah. Where did that little ark, my friend, where does that little dove come back to, neighbor? I'll tell you, he comes back to the water. He comes back to my ark, hallelujah, and rested upon the shoulder. And my friend, the Son of God, I give you good news today, church. God's not dead. He's still alive. God loves you, hallelujah. Let the devil howl. Let him howl. Let him do everything. I'll tell you, I pastored 49 years. I've seen the good and bad up and down. I'll tell you, stand here with 52 here, and my friends, and I'm saying that God has never left me. Woo, praise God. Old David said, have I not been young? But he said, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed bag and bread. I'll tell you, brother, the devil said, out here in hell. I've had him to say, what are you going to do now? I said, devil, I'm going to run to the rock of ages. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I'll tell you, church, the Bible said, if God can be for you, then who can be against you? Church, I tell you, the Word of God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'll tell you, my friend, I'll tell you, they've tried it down in the lion's den, but she came out. She's been tried on the seed of life. And my friend, she's come out. She's been down there in the fire furnace, but she's always come out. She's been down there and ever flipping jailer, my friend. I'm glad she's come through safely. Woo, hallelujah, church. Just lift your head up, thank God. And we're living the last days of the last days. Yes, sirree, brother. Amen. And I say this morning, and I've enjoyed being here with a few little messages. I know some folks don't like this old time preaching, but I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to love you. I'm here to tell you, to bring you good news. Just keep on keeping on, brother. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And yes, sir, I'll tell you, the devil sometimes will get you discouraged and said, why don't you just throw in the towel? I want to tell you, brother, when God saved me, I was saved in Little Humble Church. And down by the muddy side of the road, praise God, I hear the dear man of God preach the Word of our God. And I believe it. I received the engrafted Word down in my heart, and I became a new creature. And God saved me that night and called me to preach, brother. And yes, sir, and I pastored 46 years right here in this county. And amen. And I've tried to bring a good life. I've tried to live a life. And my friends, amen, that I never bring a shame upon my church. I can say this with the grace of our God and God bearing me record. And I've never tried to bring approach upon my church. I left my church 37 years and that I pastored one church, and I never done anything to bring disgrace upon my church. I never tried to dishonor my little church. My brother, I love the church. Oh, I'd rather be dead in my grave and to bring reproach upon the church. This is God's body. This is the body of Christ. This is the bride of Christ. Amen, brother. And I'm part of the church, and I love the church. Amen. And I'm going to preach in the church as long as God gives me power and give me bread. Let me preach, Lord. Somewhere along the way, I've seen them saved and backsliders come back to God. And I've seen preachers discouraged and said, preacher, thank God I've got new courage in the Lord. Don't get discouraged. And don't throw up the towel. But just hold up that old bloodstained banner. Praise God, and God will stand with you. God will give you victory. Thank God in Jesus. Amen. Well, I know I preached too long for you, but I've done the the best I could. I preached what God laid upon my heart. And I tell you, if the musician will come, I know you telecast, and I guess I messed it up, but I apologize for that. But I just done what the Lord wanted me to do. I'm just an old country preacher. I just got one gear, and if I can't get in that gear, I can't preach nohow. No, sir. Amen. Now, I've got a doctor degree hanging on my study at home, and I appreciate it. I admire it. But I will tell you, brother, God educated me when He called me and gave me the preach the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't believe in telling a bunch of old jokes and a bunch of old stuff, but trying to encourage the folks. Let me tell you, we need the undiluted word of God. The psalmist David said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." He said, "Thy word, the entrance of thy word give us light." He said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." Oh, the Lord said to the devil, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Sinner, if you hear this morning, I love you. God loves you. Sinner, if you hear this morning, backslider, God loves you today. God loves you, and He wants to save you. Let's stand to our feet. I've done my very best, but sinner, let me beg you. Let me just beg you to come this morning. Oh, you say, Brother Cape, I'm an old sinner, but that doesn't make any difference. God loves you. You say, Brother Cape, I'm here and backslid. Well, I'll tell you, God still loves you. The Bible said if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible said if we walk in the light and see the light, we have one fellowship, one with the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansed us from all sin. The Bible said to be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth unto his flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth unto the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. God loves you, sinner. God loves you this morning, backslider. And God wants to let you come this morning. Amen. While we sing on the first verse right now, would you leave your seat and come? Let us pray with you. Come on this morning, sinner, if you hear, lost and undone without God. He loves you. He loves you, sinner. He loves you this morning, sinner. Come on right now, will you do it? Oh, He loves you this morning. He loves you. He loves you, sinner. Just a minute before we sing this of the birds, let me tell you this. God loves you, sinner. There's a man that's been my wife visiting for years. He spent 40 years in the penitentiary. I visited him on death row. He had the electric chair, commuted to life. He spent 40 years. He was paroled to California. He died. About 2 months ago, they called me and said, "We cremated him, sending him back. Would you conduct the funeral?" I said, "I'll be glad." I knew all the family. Most of them was in the penitentiary. One of the brothers is on death row in Jackson tonight, today. And I called a quartet over in Polk County. And I said, "Would you come over? Let's try to sing and help." And all the time the devil said, "That man killed two or three people." But I said, "Devil, I'm not upholding sin, but I'm here to help somebody." As the undertaker got out with a little gold box, placed it on top of the ground, a little hole. I stood there that day in that cemetery and preached to a bunch that was lost and undone. No other Christian, no other church people there. Well, if that's not what the church is for, what are we for? If we can't help somebody, who can? The correctional institution never helped him, but he got out and went to California and wrote me a letter and Said, Brother Cape, I got saved a Sunday. I went to church, Bandman, California. He wrote me a letter and he said, Brother Cape, I'm getting baptized next Sunday night. Me and my wife visited down there in that old penitentiary. I tell you, church, we've lost that burden. We've lost that zeal. We've lost our commission to help that old sinner. It don't matter who they are. I'm going to go help them. I know it. I'm going to help them. That's my call, to help somebody along this path. I made somebody here this morning. I don't know what it is. You may be lost, may be backslid, or you may be disobedient to the Lord. The commission that God gave the church to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be saved. And my brother Jim, I preached 52 years, and God burned me record right up here. I never begged for a dime. I never begged for a penny. I've never made a charge nowhere I've ever been. God's took care of me. I never asked nobody for nothing. I'm just an old sinner, an old drunk. Didn't have no clothes, didn't have nothing. What I'm saying, church, my heart is burdened. We need to get that vision where there's no vision of people. Up in that cemetery, God burned me record. That man's niece come around and gave me some money. I said, honey, I don't want that money. I don't want that. I'm up here to help you. There's somebody here in this building. You ought to be on this altar. You ought to be here. I don't know what it is, but I know I've kept you too long, but sing one more verse. I'm through. Come on this morning. Have a hood is. Will you do it? Have a hood is. Will you do it? You'll be sorry when you go home. You'll be worried. Come on right now, will you do it? I can't see you. Man don't see like God does, because man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. Come on right now. Come on right now.